Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Health. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, we have a band live in a studio right now. Just doing last-minute sound check. We ran into a bit of a difficulty getting into some of the rooms in the station, but everything is sorted out. The band Rosswit will be live on air in a couple minutes' time. Do not go anywhere. Until then, here's a little bit of music from Tough Age. We'll be back in a couple minutes with live in studio Rosswit. Right, sorry to cut that a little bit short, but the band is ready. You just heard some Tough Age with a song called In the Garden, and that was the first couple bit of Give It a Try. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and now we have the band ready to go live in studio. We're very excited to have with us Rosswit.
This is a song about oats.
Thank you.
this one about Marita?
This one's about the ever ongoing, what's the word for that? Ever constant, inescapable force of gravity? Yeah, ever present? Yeah.
The gravitron?
You're all familiar with it.
Yeah.
this one is about dreaming, just having dreams, really wild, vivid dreams in the medieval ages, what it was like to dream as a medieval person.
Thank you.
I'm still thinking about whether to wash or not to wash.
Whether it's best to wash or not to wash.
To not wash. Mm. That's where I landed.
Not to wash.
Not to wash. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is our last song. You already said that.
That was Ross Witt live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, live in studio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. There's still more. The band is coming in to chat with me very shortly. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We have Jay Arner here on the soundboard. And yes, it's me, Ben. And now here is a little bit of announcements to hear from the folks at CITR. Stay tuned.
Victory Square Block Party is a free event happening outdoors to showcase amazing local talent. On September 3rd at 2 p.m., put on by CITR with the lineup curated by Music Waste. Drum roll for the lineup, please.
Just get on with it!
Danny, Your Darling.
Oh, I'm so.
Doozy. Masank, Vought, Devin Parkin, Porch Fling, Girly,
the strings got me.
And Clara Sanchez. You won't want to miss this free event showcasing versatile, awesome local talent on September 3rd, all day at Victory Square Park. If you can't make it to this event in person, you can watch the live stream on CJSF's YouTube channel, or tune into CITR.ca or on 101.9 FM. Be there or be Victory Square.
All right, I'm gonna do it, Rom. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Okay. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us. Minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This has been, did I say this is Life on Thunderbird Radio? Maybe. I said it tons of times already. In the studio with me right now is Ross Witt.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
And awesome set. Fantastic set. That was great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners in the radio land?
We're Ross Witt.
That was Marita.
Yeah.
That's Selena.
I'm Penny. No one said me.
Sorry.
I messed up.
The hard part of being a three-piece.
Yeah.
And can we talk about when this band got started? What?
I think it was last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I want to do a band with Selena and Marita. And sometimes it's challenging to think about what to
write about in songs. And I was like, what if we did medieval punk band and the songs were all about medieval stuff? And they were like, that seems interesting.
We'll try it.
Anything you say, Penny.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we went on summer vacation. We really started playing probably in September.
But we wrote all of our songs pretty quickly, yeah. I think. It came pretty natural putting together.
What's pretty quickly? I have no concept of. I'm terrible writing anything, so.
You go faster than that.
Yeah.
Wasn't hard. Didn't feel hard.
Yeah.
So that feels fast when it's not hard.
Yeah. And you all been in other bands before. How did this feel? Like, is it writing faster than other things you've been working on, or is it about the same?
I think for me, it feels faster than some of my other projects because it's pretty like minimal and we have a defined theme that we're working with. And we've all been friends and known each other for many years. So I feel like when we first started jamming, I was surprised. Like we would leave jam with one or two songs finished already, which was pretty fast compared to some of my other projects.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a tough age with Jarrett. He writes songs like 2 per day, so.
Oh, really?
We're a bit slower than Tough Age.
Yeah. Faster than Supermoon.
Somewhere in there on the scale.
And there is a record being, you wrote some songs.
Yeah.
Recorded some songs.
We recorded 10 songs. That's an album. And we just need to put the finishing touches, flute, etc., on, and
clavinet.
Then we'll be done. And clavinet.
Clarinet.
Clavinet.
Clavinet.
Google that.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know about it until today.
Mm-hmm. There's also clavichord, which looks really pretty if you Google it. The first image that comes up.
Are these like medieval instruments?
I think they're from the 70s.
Yeah. They seem to be more.
So, yeah, they're like medieval.
And do you have like a name for it? Do you have an idea what it will be called?
Oh, or is that our album?
Yeah.
We're going to call it Eternal Living.
Oh. Yeah. As is that the theme or what is just the thing
right.
You like?
Just seems right.
Just seems right.
Just makes sense.
Yeah.
No death, just living.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well, we noticed when we were trying to write songs about medieval stuff, they seem to be equally applicable to the current present day. And maybe that's because we didn't do much research and we were talking about, but that was just interesting thematically.
Have you been to like a medieval fair? Because I know
no.
Some.
I'd love to go. I guess
one day
we talked about it.
Yeah,
going as a band.
One day we'll
I don't
go.
Know. Maybe we're not that into it.
Do you have like
superficial?
I mean, you can get like the costumes and everything, and I found out recently. Isn't that something about like they don't have. Yeah, like certain sewing techniques isn't available back in the old days. So you can't do like shoulders or something.
Yeah, our friends Allie and Gal went to a Renaissance fair somewhat recently. And then our other friend Amanda made them costumes.
Yeah.
And I think they were like potato sack.
Yeah, I think how you tell that apart, I think Amanda, I remember, was looking at it. So I was like, this is not fitting. Yeah, that wouldn't have happened in that time period because they have that kind of stitching. Was it invented then?
Yeah,
which is kind of.
I know some people who did this medieval camping thing, and you have to. It's like a specific period, and you have to make the clothes of the period. And the person I was going, I don't know if I have permission to tell the story, so I won't say who they are in relation to me. But they were like, I don't know if I can go because I haven't finished my underwear, and I'm like, what? They're gonna check your underwear? But it's like, I guess in this time period that underwear were like integral to holding up the pants, like they're part of the pants. So it's like. If she hadn't finished the underwear, then she couldn't wear her pants that were period appropriate.
Oh,
that's awesome. She finished the underwear.
Because I think camping is already kind of, you know, that people camp because they kind of yawn like the old days a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of that,
You want to feel the struggle of not having electricity, I guess, when you camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. That too.
And Jay Arner, who is our sound tech tonight, had something to do with your album?
Yes, he recorded it. He was part of our production team.
And he's here tonight. So yes, was it pretty? There. Yeah, was it pretty easy to have him here? I guess he just knows.
He already knows what we like, and he just did it.
Yeah, that was nice.
It's good family.
He introduced us to the clavichord and the clavinet tonight, which was giving us more ideas of stuff
to put on our album.
were there other extra instruments, or that's it? Any other things?
Flute? So we have some flute for sure, and some other plans. We'll see how it goes. Possibly harpsichord.
Yeah, top secret.
Regular harp, not with the C chord.
Are there like monks chanting? I don't know what else happened in medical.
Just us.
I don't know. My periods are not very. I don't know exactly what time period.
I used to think everything was black and white before I was born. So my time period is all messed up too. It's pretty loose, yeah.
There was a period when I was a kid that I thought, like, when you dream, it's in black and white. I was, like, dreaming in black and white for some reason. But then, no, it's totally not true. Because I feel like I've been in other dreams with this color, but I don't know. I don't remember. Do we know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to when we can record our dreams and watch them back. I hope that happens in our lifetime, my lifetime.
Yeah.
You think that's going to happen?
I guess it could.
I saw a movie about that, Strawberry something, wasn't it? There was a movie about, there is a movie, sci-fi movie, where like people can record their dreams. They can record their dreams on VHS, except... the theme was that there's a text collector. So if you dream about you have a burger, they text you, like, you get charged taxes on it.
What?
So there's an auditor. So the story was, like, an auditor comes to this person's house, and he's going through all her VHS to, like, calculate how much she owes because all her dreams are. Yeah, so they
Whoa.
And then there's, like, something. I can't remember. I'm really bad at it, but, yeah.
I eat a lot of burgers in my dreams, so they're going to come to me for sure.
I think it's called Strawberry something. I can't remember exactly what it is. Mansion, Strawberry Mansion.
Hmm. Check it out. It sounds quite dark and disturbing. That's not what I had in mind for recording every year. I wanted to just play the back of my friends.
It's so funny that it's such an innocent idea, like recording your dreams. Yeah. And then the capitalist machine had thought of ways to... And then I think they bring in, there's a twist anyway. There's like companies involved. Anyways.
Don't give it away.
Yeah, I'm not giving it away. It's not giving, us away. Let's talk about medieval movies then instead. How about that, I don't know what movie, I don't remember, Last Night.
All I can think of is The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride, yeah.
Or, there's this movie I was trying to figure out what it was called for so long, and all I can remember of it is at the end, someone goes, "Don't touch that, it's pure evil," and then they touch it, and they all go up into a puff of smoke, and no one could tell me what it was for forever. And then finally, someone told me it's Time Bandits.
Oh.
Okay. Never heard of it.
I saw it ages ago. I don't remember. Yeah. I'm, like, so bad at remembering movies and movies name, but yeah.
I was starting to think I made it up as, like, in my head as a kid.
That sounds familiar. So with the band Rosswit, been pretty busy. Is there shows coming up, or everyone's pretty?
We have a show coming up in October.
October, yeah. What do you know?
We just played a really fun show.
Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah,
we
should talk about
that.
So that was the show. Yeah, it was
Happy Man Fest on Protection Island.
Yeah. Amanda from Paul Ghost put together.
And there were, a bunch. And people were on an island.
Yeah, we're on an island.
It was pretty busy. I heard it was full capacity.
It was right after the Pride Parade there. It was pretty cool.
What was some of the highlights? Just...
Chris Terrific.
Chris Terrific.
That was nice.
It was very nice.
And Chris can't disappear. He can't disappear. He's stuck on the island.
And he couldn't disappear.
Because he was on an island. That was pretty special.
Yeah,
and then we went swimming in the nighttime, and there was phosphorescence. That was cool for me.
Yeah.
Sparkling water.
Someone dressed their little golf cart up with a mustache.
on the front of it for Pride.
Yeah, they decorated their golf carts.
That was very cute.
Did you end up camping, or did you stay in one of the little cabins, I guess? Or what were the houses?
We got separated.
Oh, yeah.
It was complicated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because in addition to planning the festival, like organizing bands and venues and stuff, Amanda, the organizer, also had to accommodate audience members who wanted to come all on the island. So that was an extra
audience.
Logistical
thing
that she coordinated amazingly. But that meant that we... got separated. So Penny and Marita stayed together at a homestay. Mm-hmm. I ended up sleeping in a tent on some friend's property there.
Yeah, that's still fun.
Yeah,
that's good.
It was great.
Would you get a lot of sleep? Were people partying really late? I don't know. What's or is it pretty
there
standard?
There were two people partying, really.
I tried really hard to stay up. My bedtime's 10, but I stayed up late so I could go swimming.
Yeah, Larissa of Calarissa did a really cool ambient set in the forest late at night with some visuals in the background. That was another highlight for me. But that was like the opposite end of the party crew of two. There was also a mellow crew of a few of us, which was nice.
Right. So that's fun. So is it like a festival, basically? No?
Yeah, it was perfect.
But
it was a perfect festival.
Yeah. And you also played Music Waste, which is seems like a long time ago. But
yeah, that was my first time playing Music Waste.
Wow.
Oh.
Yay.
Was it everything you thought and more?
Yes.
It was a good show. At the Green Auto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you have a show coming up in October. Do you know more about it? Or just, it's not a Halloween show, is it?
It's not a Halloween show. It's on October 7th, I believe. And it's also at Green Auto. We play lots of shows at Green Auto. It should be really cool.
Is it on the 8th?
Yeah.
It's on the 8th. Sunday the 8th?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a long weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's like basically
so
Saturday.
Nice. It's basically
they
can party. Yeah. Right.
Saturday
and I guess by then it'll be inside. I don't even know how
it'll be inside.
Yeah.
Unless we have a really hot October.
Yeah.
It's with Feelin' Figures. They're the headliners. Yeah. They're coming from Montreal. So.
Excellent. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM live on Thunderbird Radio. Hell is the program. And we're in the studio with Ross Witt, and now we're going to play a little game, which is why I rushed out and get the little thing here. But we're going to play a game called How Well Do You Know Me, and here's a little theme song to get you pumped up for it.
What's my favorite kind of dog? Do you even know anything about me? How well do you? How well do you know me? How well do you know me?
Okay, there are no prizes, but so it's I don't know, it's like the old classic talk show game where I'm gonna ask a question based on like what's your favorite dog or something, and then you write your personal answer, and then the other two bandmate will try to guess what you wrote down. So how well do you know someone?
Okay, cool.
I mean, I'm gonna try to keep track of score, but I think last time it didn't work.
No prizes, so why?
Yeah, where are the stakes?
I don't know. Whatever. What do you want it to be?
Seems like there's just negative consequences.
You could wow us. You might wow us.
Yeah. Well, the first question was probably the easy. Actually, it might be a tricky one. It might be an easy one. do you want pineapple on pizza? Yes or no? So write for your own. So maybe Marita and Selena can guess Penny?
Or no.
Penny. I think no as well.
I think no.
We've ordered pizza together. And
we
that
have.
Was a no-go. Or was not one of your top
It
picks.
Would have been me that no-go'd it.
Oh, it just gave away.
No. Are we doing it for everyone? Oh. Oh. Anyway, I think
we could. I'm not gonna move on.
My guess is it's a no for you.
Yes, but to be honest, I haven't ordered pizza with pineapples on it in a very long time, so maybe it's actually no now, and I've changed.
All right.
Used to be yes.
Sorry, I felt really strongly about that.
Okay. All
right, we'll just do it.
Coming here, our pizza, so you're just laying down the law.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess, Selena, maybe?
I think you put no.
Okay.
Yes. No. Oh. I love pineapple and pizza.
You sick weirdos. No, I'm not against it. Yeah. I'm not against it.
Well, I'm just going to give points to the other two now because you gave already the answer.
Oh.
Yeah, obviously. Wow, you don't get
any points. I'm sorry, I'm bad at this.
Yeah. No, you get points for guessing, but it's...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but it's okay. But points.
Now I know how we play.
Yes. Okay. Let's try, have you ever walked out of a movie theater before the film ended? Yes or no? I don't know.
Okay, let's start with Marita, so she can't give it away.
Sorry.
I would say yes.
I think yes also. Who hasn't? Let's be honest.
Oh, now Selena gave it away.
And I already had yours. I knew it.
So I haven't. I don't think I have, no.
Really?
Yeah. It's nice air conditioning while I leave. Wait, do we?
Lots of like experimental film festivals.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, probably not. Kidding. Yeah, no. So wait, did we both guess yes? Right. Okay. What was the answer?
I wrote yes, but upon reflection, I can't recall ever walking out of a movie that I went to the theaters for. I would just remember turning off Boys Will Be Boys as a kid, and it was the first time that I was like, oh, we don't have to watch the whole thing. We can just turn the TV off. But hopefully I've left. But I don't think I've left. I sat through some horrible movies.
If you can't remember it, then it's probably...
Well, that's a no.
So maybe. No points.
I did write yes. Oh. I don't know.
It sounds like a no.
Well, sounds like a no.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're right again.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you know if I remember a time.
Wait, but did you guess no or yes?
We guess yes, but she wrote down yes.
Okay.
I did write yes.
Okay.
But we think it's actually no.
It might be a no.
But I wrote down yes for the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out we don't know ourselves.
Yeah. We don't really argue in this band.
There's no...
We just go with it.
All right. We'll just give you... Okay, let's do it.
Everybody gets a point?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Are we... guessing Selena.
We know that Selena's walked out of her job. She has to. Selena's a really busy person.
Yeah.
It feels pretty good to walk out of a movie sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Penny?
Take your time back, you know?
You want to
don't
guess?
Do it very often. Yeah. But I have done it. Penny? I think Penny has as well. Because as I said,
time.
Hasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe Marita has
it. I'm not sure. I could see Penny sticking it out, honestly. But life is long. Anything could happen.
I put yes. I have.
Okay, good.
All right. All right. This is very close. It's very close.
I have no idea how you're keeping score.
I'm just putting some random.
I'm not following.
Is making the bed a pointless chore? Yes or no? Is making the I don't even know the answer to that.
So now, who do we guess first? We guess for Penny first. Oh, for you first. Sorry. Yeah.
Less.
I just keep answering for myself.
Yeah, I know. But well, I mean, sometimes.
I feel strongly.
Oh, I'm curious to hear.
Wait, what? Yeah. Yeah, but you
but
can.
It could be
but
either way.
Yeah.
She feels strongly.
She,
I don't know.
She could be trying to throw you off. She's playing those mind games.
You're not me.
Yeah.
As much as some people may think so.
I may have thought and potentially still do things.
For many years, but you're not.
I'm not.
And I'm not you.
I think no. It's not pointless.
I think no. Even if there's days where you don't do it, you still believe in it. Yeah.
Bingo. Bingo. I've only just recently come around to the joys of going to bed in a made bed. Oh, I used to think it was pointless until recently.
It's
good to get into an organized bed.
Oh, okay. Is it just because one day you made it and then you realize how great it was?
Yeah, because sometimes you get all tangled up when they're not.
They get all bunched weird,
and then your neck gets sore. And I realized if you make the bed, that is less likely to happen in the extreme bunch form. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wise.
I like making the bed and then sleeping on top of it.
Oh, right? Oh.
When it's hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
With a little tiny sheet. It's like you take the sheet and sleep on the duvet, but you use your sheet as the top. Anyone else ever done that?
Genius.
Yeah, but I don't find it's enough weight.
I need the weight.
I like the weight, too. Yeah. Do you like the sheets super tucked in, like in hotel, you know, like when you get those super tucked in on the side?
I recently learned how to do that. I didn't know how to do it properly.
I have no idea. Just lift the mattress and put it.
Well, there's a special folding you have to do for the corners so that you can get them crisp. Mm. Otherwise, it looks like bunch all around. Yeah. And that's what I was having with the sloppy. But if you fold it like a crisp.
It's like going into like a sleeping bag because you get all of them. But.
I think I know how Penny.
Okay, yeah, let's guess Penny.
Sounds like someone really a lot of care into making
that kind of sheets. That's
like, so what are we?
I say no, it's not pointless for Penny.
I agree with that statement for Penny.
That's right. I make my bed every morning. If I remember. If not, then the cats are happy because they like to sleep on the big bunches.
Oh. Let's guess Marita.
Oh, I kind of want to say...
Is making the bed pointless? Is making...
Yes, she thinks it's pointless to make her bed.
Oh, I don't know.
She feels strongly about it, too.
You feel so strong. You must feel like it's pointless.
No, I'm sure make her bed, but I just want to say you said yes, it's pointless.
So are you guessing yes?
Yeah.
Okay, can I
Show
speak?
Us your pet.
Yeah, let's see.
I feel very strongly about making the bed.
You think it's a good?
Oh.
I mean, it's pointless in that living is pointless. It's like a Sisyphusian
so we're right
scenario.
Again, put the point.
But no, it's not pointless. I don't go a day without making my bed. Mm. Rarely. If I haven't made the bed, you should be worried.
Oh.
Do you make it in the morning or before you go to bed?
Oh my God, in the morning.
See, but I make my bed right before I go to bed.
What?
Is that weird?
But I do it for sleeping, not for aesthetics. Yeah. Or
I like the aesthetic. I think the aesthetic for order.
Oh, okay.
To make it before you go to bed only would be to lose a lot of benefit.
I just do it for the one sole purpose of feeling organized when I go to bed.
Maybe I'll try this. Let's just do it.
So I'm confused now.
My mom told me to do it, and I just kept doing it.
Did you guess right? I don't even know. What did you get?
They guessed wrong.
Okay.
I was trying to.
That passion about the answer that threw me off.
I'm passionate about making the bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is harder, but because it's not yes or no, but it's a simple question. What's your favorite season? Spring, summer, winter, fall. Oh no. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is a very intense game with no stakes with Roswit on Life on Thunderbird Radio. What is it called? How well do you know me? Yes.
I love the theme song, by the way.
Yeah. Shout out Future Star, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season, favorite season. So who are we guessing first? Marie. Yes.
Marita first?
Yes.
Marita, I think, like summer.
I want to say spring.
All right, let's.
You want me to turn it around?
Yeah, I think I
did write summer.
Oh,
because it's when your birthday is.
Well, that's a good way to guess, and that's a good hint. But I just, I don't know if it's really actually true that I like summer, but I know it is the best. And I do try to maximize swimming.
Mm-hmm. You're a dipper.
And it is my birthday.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I don't know how I feel about my birthday, but yeah, summer. Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's true. Mm-hmm. Ask me tomorrow and I'll say fall.
Mm-hmm. I picked spring for you because you always have such lovely spring wear. Like, I feel like you have a lot of nice dresses with floral patterns.
Yeah, spring's the best time to get dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Good to know.
Spring, maybe I love spring.
Maybe the game is called convince. The game is like convince me to change my mind about my favorite things.
I'm not passionate about.
Yeah,
my
no, it's fair
season,
enough.
Okay.
Let's guess, Selena.
I want to say summer for Selena too.
Selena goes camping a lot in the summer. I was gonna think fall, and it just came out. Because it's a nice, reasonable time and it's not too intense. But maybe you think winter is romantic, or maybe your birthday's in the spring and you chose spring because spring has the best of both worlds.
Mm, so you're guessing all of them.
Well, I'm just going to keep talking until she gives it away. What was
it?
Fall.
What is that first?
But
yeah, I like the fall. I like the cool coming in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. It's almost fall now, or is mm-hmm. yeah?
It's coming.
It's getting fallish.
Yeah.
So is that a no points, or did you?
I said fall first.
You should
say
fall first.
I said fall.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's do Penny then. Penny. What's your favorite season?
I'm trying to read the truth in my eyes.
Wow.
Oh, it's so hard. I think you like, I don't know. I kind of want to say winter because that's usually nobody's favorite season.
Yeah.
But maybe it's yours.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's fall too.
Maybe it's summer.
Summer? It's not summer. I don't even think Penny likes summer.
You don't think Penny likes summer? Spring?
It's a lot of... This is.
Penny plants a garden. Maybe spring.
Oh.
You're a good gardener. Balcony gardener.
Okay. Try not to make a face.
Spring. I'm going with spring.
Lock in your answers.
Why aren't you speaking so we can get a hint?
Lock in your... So
yeah, can we get a hint? This is a hard one.
Okay. Process of elimination. It's not summer. You moved back from Toronto, so it might not be winter, but you went there in the first place. So that's pretty weird.
From Ottawa, originally.
You're from Ottawa, which means winter, you don't
Wonderland,
like winter.
Or Toronto, but...
Oh, yeah.
I like how Penny is just like, nope.
Okay, so it's not winter. Definitely not winter. Not summer. So spring. I think it's spring.
You don't think it's fall because that's yours?
Could be fall. Maybe it is fall.
All right, we need an answer.
But I think the gardening.
We need an answer. Let's do it.
Maybe spring is my favorite season.
Yeah. Okay, well then fall's pennies.
Yeah, okay.
So wait, fall. You both guess fall?
It's not, it's winter.
I'm saying spring, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
It's fall.
Oh!
Yes! But I do really like winter. I more and more every year.
Me too.
I don't really like summer.
Okay, yeah. You're right about that.
Okay, the last one.
Change mine to spring.
The last one. This is going to be. This is it. Thanks
well,
for playing.
We're learning a lot.
Yeah, you learned so much. Yeah, now you know what season. You know what season to play shows now, or maybe not play shows. It's hot dog a sandwich.
Is hot dog a sandwich?
Yes. You have that look in your face. It's like, why? I don't. There was, yeah, you can refuse to answer, which has happened.
Do you ask these same questions to different bands or do you change up?
I've played a little bit. Yeah. I mean, this is only the third time I've done it.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah. I think the first time I came, so Selena, the other future star, wrote the jingle, I think almost before COVID, and then we couldn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
It's a good jingle.
It's a really good jingle.
We love Selena. Yeah.
Big fans.
Oh, yeah.
Over here.
Excellent. Yeah.
So who are we guessing sandwich. First?
Should we guess Penny first?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. It's hot dog and sandwich.
You're a pretty reasonable person. I mean, you might step aside and say, on paper, perhaps, it's bread. But the bread's connected. It's one bun. Okay, no. Oh, I don't know. Wait, what do you think?
I think Sando all the way.
So you're guessing.
Penny's saying it is.
So you think Penny said
it's a sandwich? I don't think so. I think Penny said it's not a sandwich.
You said not. And you think it is. You think Penny thinks it is. Selena.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
All right. Just show us the answer.
I said no. I don't actually have strong feelings about this, but I do listen to a lot of John Hodgman, and he always makes a big deal about how it's not a sandwich. So I'll just say no.
What if you make? What if you put peanut butter in it and you put a banana in there? Peanut butter, banana.
Yeah, but with a hot dog.
The meat is still
no, with a hot dog.
Oh, with a hot dog.
I don't know. Hot dog was the center of this.
Yeah.
This is
it's hot dog a sandwich.
So what if you chop up the tube and you distribute it?
I mean, a sub is a sandwich.
Different bread. Then there wouldn't be a hot dog.
A hoagie is a sandwich.
So what if you put a hot dog in a piece of bread like this?
This is the thing is these are just human categories.
Yeah, I know,
they mean
exactly.
Nothing to me.
I mean, like, it's like a sub is a sandwich, but why is that a sandwich if you put a hot dog
is
in
ketchup
it?
A smoothie?
No.
Tomato smoothie.
It's not for drinking, it's the condiment.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Says you. Okay, so
let's guess Selena. So but I think the answer has been mentioned already. So
I already expressed it. Yeah.
Yes.
I guess you said yes.
Sandwich, yeah. So since there's no way that you could know my opinion on this, I think you said yes. And Marita said
but
no.
You were answering for you. yes. Okay. You said yes.
All right. Well, I guess I'm just a little more open-minded about sandwiches.
No. I think we're saying a hot dog stands alone. It need not be a sandwich. Yeah. Why? What does it gain from being a sandwich?
It has sandwich-like elements.
Yeah. Just being a sandwich doesn't mean it's better or not, but it's just a thing.
But
no one said it's like right. Yeah, there's no implied right or wrong. I think it's a sandwich.
I like the idea of a sandwich having multiple forms.
But at the same time, it's like on that front, then yeah. But then in a way, like why is then taco is kind of a sandwich if a hot dog is a sandwich?
Taco is not a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's not. But then
hot
so
dog would go in it if I had to place it in a category. But if I had category hot dog, would sandwich go in category hot dog? Probably
no,
not.
No, but it's his own. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, that's how we play, and we all, and I assume you both can guess Marita's, so I'm gonna give you both points.
Well, you. That's right. Though.
And it's actually really, really close, but there is a winner.
Is it Marita?
Yes, it's Marita.
Yes! I'm brilliant. I win something. You owe me.
You can win a Sharpie.
Oh, really? I'll take this. This? No, I don't need this. That's okay. You could use this again. You can use the notepad again.
What else you got?
What else do you got? You can get a handshake from Jay Arner. A congratulation, a letter of congratulations, achievement.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah, Ross Witt, live on Thunderbird Radio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for
indulging me in a silly game where there are like no prizes and no. Right, next time maybe I'll bring.
Well,
a
we
prize.
Won't be here next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, sorry. The prize would have been
late.
The prize would have been a hot dog anyway.
Oh, I was getting hungry when you started talking about that. Like, maybe I want a sandwich.
How do people get a hold of you if you want them to? Where's your Bandcamp site or Facebook?
Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And we also have an Instagram.
Yeah.
What's our Instagram?
Roswit Band.
Roswith Band.
I think.
And then our Bandcamp, I think, is just
Roswith. Yeah. Roswit, bandcamp.com. And show coming up in October.
Roswith Band. Yes.
In October, a Saturday.
October 8th, long weekend.
The long weekend, Sunday.
I'll put it on the Bandcamp. I try to remember.
Excellent.
To do that.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
We'll and is an album coming soon.
Yeah, Eternal Living coming
Eternal
out
Living.
Soon.
Yeah. Do you any idea where you want when?
No. No.
Which season do you prefer for it to come out on?
Ideally. No,
one of our favorite ones.
Not winter.
No one likes. My favorite season is winter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'll get along so well.
Yeah, we got them all covered.
Thanks so much. Thanks to Jay Arner for being the sound tech tonight. And next week is the first week of classes. I don't think we'll try to squeeze a band in here because it will be bananas.
Yeah.
So I think next week we'll have an interview with, well, hopefully I'm going to try to record it this week with Rec Center, Alex Hudson.
Oh, nice.
And his new project is a new record that just came out, so. Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell coming up at 11 o'clock will be Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for Copy and Paste. Thanks so much, Roswith.
Thank you. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, everyone.
Have fun.